The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, May 2nd. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And my name is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. Today I'm actually joined by Erin Green. And we are going to continue a series we're having talking about the environment. Just the other day was Environmental Day. And a question came up by a Miss Major. I'm going to see if I can bring that up. Who said, who is responsible for environmental enforcement in the Bahamas? There was an article written by Ms. Desiree Major Corneal, and that was featured in the Tribune for yesterday. And that's where I'm going to start with my guest today. My guest today is environmental champion, an activist, an advocate for protecting the environment, Mr. Eric Carey. Mr. Carey is joining us via Zoom. I'm just trying to confirm that he is connected, that he can hear us, because he has some concerns. A number of Exumians are having some concerns about a project that is being proposed in the Exuma Keys there. Mr. Carey has a client who is also doing a project, and the client is also concerned. And I said, Mr. Carey, you need to come and explain what are these concerns. And before I do that, just briefly introduce yourself so my listening audience can appreciate who you are and which entity that you are involved in. Good morning, Mr. Carey.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri and Erin and Guardian Listeners, Bahamas by extension. Yeah, so Eric Carey, I am the president and CEO of a small consultancy firm, One Consultants. We are an environmental services company, and we basically provide support to clients. We use our long experience in the environment in the Bahamas, networks, and we also provide credibility, also references for clients who are looking to undertake projects in the Bahamas. I used to work for many years as a protected area manager with the Bahamas National Trust, but now have moved on to my own destiny. Your question is an interesting one, but it's absolutely very easily answered. The regulatory agency in the Bahamas responsible for the environment is the Department of Environmental Planning and Protection. They are governed by the Environmental Planning and Protection Act, and this is a fairly robust piece of legislation that provides, I think, all of the teeth that an agency would need to handle all aspects of regulating, monitoring, managing environmental issues on land and sea and air in the Bahamas. The issue though, Mr. Nuri, and I made this point in a separate post yesterday, is the Department of Environmental Planning, although it is fully armed with all the legislation that it has, is probably 100 people short, okay? When DEP was created, I think in 2021, maybe 2019, when it was created and the legislation passed, I really begged the decision makers at the time to please fully staff DEP. I said DEP needed to have the human resources that it needed to cover the Bahamas to carry out its mandate. It has some amazingly talented and qualified staff. I mean, its director has a PhD, Dr. Rihanna Neely, Its deputy director, Aaron Apaifrom, is one of the most experienced public regulators that I know in the Caribbean. So they have expertise, they just don't have enough of it. And if they are going to, if they are going to be able to carry out their responsibilities, to have a need to have a paradigm shift. When we think about how important the environment is, when we think about how much stress it is under throughout our archipelago, DEP needs to have more staff. And I'm a strong advocate and a proponent for Dr. Neely being given a workforce that she can use to carry out her mandate.
So it's time for a conversation. You are a proponent for the Turtlegrass entity,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. They have a facility they are building. They've been building it for some time now, self-funded, I think it is, right?
Yeah.
But the Turtlegrass investment has some concerns. I want you to explain what these concerns are and who they're having the concerns with.
And that is really very important. I mean, there's been a lot of discussion. I mean, there, you know, there are other groups having concerns and expressing concerns about the Integra, the proposed Integra development branded as Rosewood. There are people in the Exuma, the Exuma Alliance, who are voicing very loudly their concerns about what they think is too dense and a project for a small island. My client, however, Turtlegrass Resort, the developer is Bob Coughlin, and this is a self-funded project. And I want to make sure that your listeners understand his issues. You know, Mr. Coughlin, you know, purchased his land in 2021, applied in 2022, and signed his heads of agreement in 2023. Ironically, that in February 2023, which is about the same time that Integra signed their heads of agreement for Cape Key, not Samson Key. They were looking at another island nearby Farmers Key, which is significantly south of Staniel Key and Black Point Complex. My client started his development when, you know, because he had all of his approvals. And then in 2024, there was a plan announced by the Deputy Prime Minister and the BIA, a resort at the southern end of Stampton Key. No details were provided. And then we learned later that this was the same Integra group who had planned to come in and do order overwater bungalows. Their first proposal had a mega yacht marina directly in front of my client's beaches, their recreational beaches, and they also had a commercial dock proposed for the North Bay and the North Butt. They also planned to put a roll-on, roll-off, a ro-ro dock, you know, close to my client's beaches. Some of this has been adjusted based on some of the discussions that we've had with the developer and some of the concerns we raised with the government and with DEP. And so they have now changed their plans and have placed their two mega yacht marinas in the south. They've moved the marina from in front of my client's beaches, recreational beaches, and they've placed them in the south. And this is important. I'm going to keep saying this, where there is deep water access. My client's single most significant concern at the moment is that the Integra development is still insisting on placing their commercial dock. This is where they will have barges delivering goods to their resort during construction and, most importantly, post-construction during operation.
So let me pause you there, Mr. Carey. You have no problem with the Integra resort investment in general?
Today I'm representing my client's interest. My client is concerned about the impact of this commercial port on his resort. My client is already $25 million into his project,
mm-hmm.
employing 30 Bahamians 30 Bahamians, mostly from the settlement of Black Point, and construction is underway. This facility, the North Bay, which is a pristine, it's pristine. It has coral reefs. It has seagrass beds. It has sea turtles, tons of sea turtles. And it is one of the most pristine cuts or bays in the entire. That is why my client selected his resort there, which is a which is also a luxury resort, high-end, but it's very low, fully off the grid. We're doing 100%. Client is doing 100% renewable energy. So the issue is this dock that they're proposing for the north, which will require massive amount of dredging. They will destroy the North Bay, and they will have to get barges in there because it's shallow, not deep like in the south. They will have to dredge and totally decimate and destroy the North Bay. There goes seagrass, coral reefs. There goes carbon credits, right? There goes against the policy, sustainable development that our prime minister preaches, that our government preaches, and that Rosewood preaches. So the thing is, this dock is not necessary, CA. Mr. Nuri, it's not necessary. They can bring all of their supplies into the north, sorry, into the south, protect the bay, and the bay then becomes an amenity for their guests to enjoy. My client is seeking to secure the North Bay, and this is very important. Mm-hmm. He's requested a seabed lease of the area in front of his beaches to prevent dredging, to prevent anyone else in the future placing structures on the seabed, which will impact his guest experience. But most importantly, my client is also trying to protect the bay for the other users, the boating community, the local residents, the guests from the nearby resorts. We're trying to protect the North Bay. If the North Bay is destroyed, and it will be destroyed by their dredging, they admit, even as late as last night in a meeting, that they're only going to dredge 1.4 acres. That's 1.4 acres in very shallow, shallow water, dredging coral reefs. We believe that they are totally underrepresenting the amount of dredging they have to do. We believe it's vastly more than that. And the client has actually commissioned a study to give to the government. And we're hoping that we can get the results of this study out in short order, so that the public will be aware and DEP will be aware that the massive dredging would decimate this area and would totally be out of sync with what should be happening in Exumas. So it's very important, CA, to understand, and Aaron, my client is not opposed to a coexistence. If they move their dock, if they promise they won't put destructive and intrusive infrastructure land that they also have been given the lease on, Crown land, to the west of my client, if they can commit to not putting in place structures or mechanisms that will degrade and negatively impact his resort, then he's quite prepared to do a coexistence.
Let's talk about mitigation, right? And I see Aaron trying to ask you some questions too. I want to know what all have Turtle Grass Resort done in terms of reaching out to Integra, reaching out to the government, reaching out to the Exuma people, reaching out to the boaters community. What all have you done so far to have them understand, appreciate what it is that you're trying to push forward?
So I've met with myself and the attorney and the client, met with DEP at least twice. We've met with the Deputy Prime Minister once. We've met with the Prime Minister at least twice. We have met with Integra at least twice. And we keep asking the same question. Why why would you not move this destructive element to the south? That's what we keep asking. Why are you insisting on this commercial dock in the North Bay? Why are you insisting on destroying the North Bay when you don't have to? It's an unnecessary element. You have deep water in the north, in the south. You can bring all of your supplies. You're already putting in two miners in the south. You're already putting in a fuel loading facility in the south. Why not move away from the north? Stop destroying my client's project or threatening the destruction of our project and move to the south, and then we can coexist, right? That's what my client is. We've said this to the prime minister. We met with the prime minister probably a week ago, maybe, and the advisor. I was very encouraged, and the senior policy advisor, Mr. Jerome Fitzgerald, reminding me that he does not like dredging. Everybody remembers the horrors of Belle Island when Belle Island was given permission to dredge by the government in the Land and Sea Park. And the strongest proponent against that is the current senior policy advisor. And he reminded me in that meeting that he does not like dredging. And he did look at the documents. And I think we convinced the senior policy advisor that the destruction of the North Bay shouldn't happen. The senior policy advisor is also uniquely positioned because he knows the Exumas very well. He's been running through the Exumas. He has been involved in businesses, tow companies, et cetera, boat companies. He knows how shallow the waters are, and he also knows how fragile the ecosystems are. So that's one. I'm encouraged by that. Secondly, so Philippe McLean and his attorney, they keep saying to my client and to the public, we are going to be guided by DEP. We're following DEP guidelines. We have the best experts. Braun is their environmental consultant, a top-tier environmental services and development company. No question there. But they say Dr. Neely is the one who will say yay or nay to the North Bay. That gives me a certain degree of confidence because I know Dr. Neely personally. I know Aaron Apai from the deputy personally. And if it is left to them to determine that the North Bay should not be destroyed and that their children and the children of Exuma should not be robbed of a future of being able to enjoy that, I believe they'll make the right decision. I think that's why it's probably taken a long time for DEP to approve this, because I don't think Dr. Neely wants to approve the destruction of the North Bay. And when we provide her with the additional evidence of the massive amount of dredging that's going to be required, CA, they're starting this commercial in the land, and offshore where they need to now bring in barges is less than 1 foot. They need to bring in barges that require a 9-foot draft. That's who operates in the Exumas. Those commercial barges, bringing stuff from Florida. You got to be a big enough barge to get across the Gulf Stream. They will have to decimate the North Bay. They will destroy my client's ambiance. And all we're saying to them is, please relocate this unnecessary element to the south, where you have deep water, where you already said to us you're going to be bringing in 75% of your supplies anyway, 75%. Then there's no reason why you can't bring the other 25% into a facility in the south that saves the North Bay, saves the North Cut from dredging, and keeps the interface between snorkelers, kayakers, sea turtles, seagrass, keeps that potential conflict out of the picture. We believe this is a simple solution for the government to make. And I would be very surprised and very disappointed if in 2025, a country that just said we just lined up a carbon credits deal. And my prime minister is the loudest spokesman on the planet, really, on climate change and the impact of negative environmental practices. So I hope they don't, I hope and I pray that they will not allow the destruction of the North Bay. And then at the same time, kill a project for which they approved prior to this. And you know what's really important, C.A. Smith and Aaron Green? When my client got his certificate of environmental clearance, they were told no dredging in the North Bay.
They were told that?
They were, that's in their CEC. Stamp, I think it's stamped in red. It's certainly in caps. No dredging. So we were shocked there for when, after signing his heads of agreement, starting his development, the government then is considering approving a development which threatens his project, will make it impossible for him to carry out his obligations under his heads of agreement. So there's a lot going on here for an element that is totally unnecessary.
You mentioned
that's
the word.
That's like saying you need, on a bicycle, you need three wheels. You don't. Bicycle needs two wheels. You don't need a third wheel. They already have two marinas in the south. Put your stuff there. Save my client the headache. Save the country the headache. And save the environment.
You mentioned that the government is considering, that they haven't made any decisions. So I'm assuming that DEP will be responsible for doing the evaluation. You heralded them earlier in terms of having qualified people. So will DEP be doing like a final analysis of the project?
So I nearly said last Monday in the Tribune was, someone asked her what's the status of the approvals of the Integra disaster, the Integra project. And she said to the Tribune that they are still reviewing the application. And she said they have received several iterations that they're now reviewing. And this is a fault in the, if there's a fault in the EIA review system, CA and Aaron, it's that. So my client and the public gave tons of comment. Stacey Mutrie, who is one of the top environmental professionals in this country, she is also the environmental consultant of record for. And Stacey Mutrie gave extensive comments explaining why the EIA was deficient, why certain things were missed, and why the project should not be approved in its current form because of those deficiencies. Those were all submitted to DEP, and I gave significant comments. Dr. Ancelino Davis, also a qualified Bahamian, gave comments. There were a lot of comments during the local town meeting. Kieran Miller, who runs a Bahamian, young Bahamian, runs a successful and progressive adventure tourism, diving and snorkeling and fishing. He had a lot of comments about the development, but it's being reviewed. I don't know what DEP is reviewing. They're not going to say, okay, we agree with your submissions and we're going to take them into consideration. But she said they're still reviewing. That's a good sign to me, because if they didn't have to be doing all these iterations, it would have meant that it's an easy project to approve. Here's your CEC. Go ahead and do good works. And we will mitigate those works with the following mitigation: planting mangroves somewhere, building schools, whatever you need to do to mitigate the impact of the environment. However, start environmental clubs in Black Point, whatever you need to do, but I'm hopeful that Dr. Neely, in her deliberations, and Mr. Pai from the deputy, who I think has responsibility for Exuma, are in deep discussion with Bronwyn and with Integra. And I'm hoping they're trying to convince them that the North Bay is a no-go. Let's protect the North Bay from destruction. Let's protect the North Bay for future generations of Bahamians to enjoy. Let's protect the North Bay for the important ecosystem services that it provides to be able to continue in perpetuity. This is about the North Bay from my client's perspective.
Eric, what is the environmental value, right, of North Bay and the cut? And after that, if you could add like the historic, like anthropological value of the space, historic, cultural, and to follow up.
Let me write that down. I need to answer one question of that. Go ahead.
So the environmental value of North Bay and Cut, right? And if you have, you know, data, the cultural, historic cultural value of the space. But to follow that, following this conversation, you've been pushing for compromise. It sticks out to me because I would have been, I personally had to push harder, but as a Chicchani, and it's a totally different approach. Turtle Grass seems to be okay with compromise, right? Like the idea that we could live together if you were willing to also compromise on your design. Is Integra, are they prepared to compromise or, right? Like, are they prepared to work with another developer, or does it feel like they don't care whether you're there or not, and they feel like they could extract as much value from the space as possible, whether you're there or not?
So, okay, let me go first one. The value of the North Bay. Of course, I can't put a dollar value.
I don't want an economic value. I want the environmental value.
I know this Bahamas from an environmental perspective better than most people alive, just because of how extensively I've traveled and how I had to assess systems to determine whether they needed to be protected, whether they were important to communities, whatever. I have seen places all over the Bahamas. The North Bay Inn that we're talking about is one of the most environmentally and ecologically significant inns in the Exumas. It's one that has been left alone, protected, which is why you have so many turtles, etc. And the reason it actually survived probably was because it's so shallow. You can't get traffic through there. Barges don't go through there. Boats try. You know what happened to them? They run aground. Boats with 2-foot draft, 3-foot draft, right? So it's extremely important for its ecosystem services and its cultural and recreational value. So, Kieran Miller, that I spoke about, David Hawker's guest from Staniel Key, Tasia Miller's guest from the Embrace Resort, they all use this area. So, traditionally went on these islands for historical picnics, etc., right? Now, my client's view is, y'all can continue to come and use it. You can continue to come and use my beaches. This is a community space. Yes, I'm going to have a guest experience. Don't come bring no loud boombox on the beach. But look, you know, if you want to come and walk the beach and see the turtles, Bob's philosophy is openness. Mm-hmm. Integra's philosophy, as demonstrated by the signs they have up on the People's Crown land, is private property. Keep out. I'll show you a sign. I could send you a sign today. Crown land. Private property is the sign. Keep out. So that's their philosophy. And look, they're doing a resort. Maybe they can't have it, but their philosophy now is private property. Keep out. And that's fine. That's for them to deal with. Are they willing to compromise? No. They are not compromising on the element that is going to destroy my client. Again, it's like having a sixth finger on a hand. You don't need it, but I can do it anyway. You know what he told my client?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to move my dock, because while I admit there is deep water in the south, mm-hmm, I will have to lose a villa.
All right, Eric, I will get one quick question in before the lines are blinking, before we potentially go to the phone lines. Mitigation. that I am impressed by the willingness to compromise by turtle grass because I is a different type of person. You can't mitigate environmental issues with building a school for me. Are there any possible mitigation strategies for the dredging of North Bay and Cut? Say they get approval to do it. Is there anything that you can do to mitigate the impact of that?
Nothing reasonable. I mean, Depp could say, destroy the North Bay, and as mitigation, go and do restoration in mainland Exuma or in Inagua or whatever, you know.
But that's the scope given to DEPP in those matters?
Yeah, I mean, Depp can say, project is important enough economically to the country that we're going to accept the environmental impact. It will create jobs, it will do blah, 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 et cetera. Development is inevitable. This is what I keep saying. I'm not opposed to development, but it needs to be in the right place. You know, you could do a project like this in Nassau where you will be sensitive. And your mitigation might be, if you did this in Nassau or mainland Exuma, is that you will give $10 million to the Bahamas Protected Areas Fund so that they can use that money to manage other protected areas and protect the environment elsewhere. So DEP can do that. But my point is, you cannot mitigate this on site. You cannot destroy the North Bay and make up for it in the South or whatever. As an example, they are going to have to put in a road across mangroves. Their site plan approval that they claim they have says that they're going to have to put in docks in front of their villas on a tidal flat. How do you get boats across a tidal flat? You dredge it, but there's no dredging indicated in there. Yeah, so much rock. And again, that's not my client's issue.
Yeah, so I understand.
If my client were in charge of the project, if my client were in charge of the whole island, or if he were an advisor to Rosewood, he would say, do your resort, but do it sustainably. Fewer villas, low density, one marina, limit your dredging, and have a coexistence. But, you know, it's an independent project. He doesn't have the leeway, and Felipe doesn't have to listen to advice of my client.
Mr. Carey, the lines are full. There are people who want to engage you. Let me have them ask one question each, and then you can respond, okay?
Yeah.
Let's go to the first caller there, producer. Welcome to Guardian Radio, Guardian Radio AM. We have Eric Carey. Go ahead. Call again once. Call again twice. Move on to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM, CA Nuri. Go ahead. Call again once. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM. All the lines. Okay, everyone calling back again. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Mr. Nuri.
Hey, go ahead.
And Mr. Carey and Ms. Green. I don't know if mitigation is the same thing what I'm thinking, right? I wanted to ask Mr. Carey if Mr. Pyfrom and Ms. Neely approve the proposal for the other person, how far is your client ready to go? Could this make it to court? Or if the government approve it, ain't nothing you could do about it. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
100% guaranteed. That's an easy answer. If my client, if Dr. Neely from approved elements that is going to destroy my client's interest, clearly my client only has one recourse, right, to the court. So I would assume, I mean, I can't speak for my client. But that's the only recourse open to someone. If you are affected by an action of a decision of the government and they're not willing to reconsider, you either fold and go away and take your losses or you fight it in court. So he has two options available to him. Shut down the development, give up, walk away, leave his $25 million wasted. Or you can try and get some relief in the court.
We have another caller here. Let me engage this caller. Go ahead, producer. Patrick, caller, you live.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
I have a message for Mr.
That wasn't a call for the radio? Okay. Mr. Kerry, how is Braun involved? I know they're an environmental group, right? How is Braun involved in all of this?
And so Braun is a land development advisory company. I mean, you go to Braun, you want, I want to do a development. They will do an EIA. I mean, they have on their staff, obviously, engineers. They have scientists, et cetera. They will produce a full environmental impact assessment. And again, you know, Carlos Palacios, one of the principals, is probably the top Bahamian coastal engineer. Scott, his partner, is also a respected engineer. Mark Daniels is the top Bahamian botanist in the country. Not top staff. So they have their top tier firm. Braun will advise you if you want to do a development, this is what you have to do. Braun will say, you know, look, for every mangrove that we're going to destroy, we're going to, you know, we are required to plant three. Here's how we're going to do it. For every protected tree you destroy, I don't know what the proportion is, whether it's 3 or 10, we're going to plant them back in the space. So that's what Braun does. They advise the document. And then when the public gives comment on an EIA, it's their responsibility to answer those questions and address any deficiencies that have been identified. So it's a back and forth between them and DEP. They don't come back to the public. And then whenever they reach an agreement with DEP for a client's project, then they produce what is called an environmental management plan, which shows how they're going to manage the project and its environmental impact while it's being constructed and for some time after construction.
Okay.
So that's what they do.
We have another telephone caller here. Go ahead, Carly. Can you hear us?
Hi, good afternoon. The Kerry?
Yes, he's live. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi. I'm trying to ask a question more about your client, or is it more about a competition? I know that when you were working at BNT, a lot of the keys in the park went against the environment.
So I don't understand your question. Let me just try to see if I could answer it anyway.
I've seen over social media for the past couple of months, I've seen all of this riffraff about Rosewood developments and Integra about the dredging and stuff like that for this new development. So I'm asking you, while you were in BNT, all of the teams that were in the park and also the park, they did all of this dredging. Why now it is such a problem?
You should call 3931317. That's the Bahamas National Trust.
No, you speak to the. Listen
to me. I'm trying to answer your question. I'm not going to get hostile on this radio. So go ahead.
Okay, continue the conversation, right?
I don't know what she's trying to get at. When I was the executive director of the Bahamas National Trust, I did my best to protect the environment. Everyone knows about Belle Island. Belle Island was approved by the government to do very limited dredging. It was actually not destructive dredging in and of itself, and it's very, very well done. But from a philosophical point of view, everybody felt it was wrong. It should not have been allowed in a national park, right? So it was a mistake that should never have happened. So let's just get that out there. And even if that happened and it was wrong, as I always tell people, that doesn't make doing another sensible thing, right? So my interest right now as an environmental consultant is to advise a client what I think is the best way for him to achieve environmental sustainability. And that's not only for small sustainable resorts like this project. I'm actually working with another developer who has a massive project that has a massive marina approved by the government. And I'm assisting that client in trying to identify quality, environmentally appropriate mitigation measures to offset that impact. You're going to destroy stuff. You're going to breed some eggs. But here are the opportunities for you to support the community, the environment, and any national parks that are near to you.
Mr. Carroll, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned that you and your client are prepared to meet with Integra. They're on both sides, Turtle Grass Resort, and on this Integra project, there are Bahamians, competent Bahamians who are involved. I assume all of you are nationalists, care about the environment, because they have environmentalists on both sides. Can the Bahamian entities meet to see if they can come to some kind of understanding so you can express your views and say, this is our concerns. This is about the Bahamas. This is about protecting.
We've met with the developer. We've met with his attorney. He didn't bring Braun to the meeting. He basically said, and he says this every time, we have the best professionals available to us, and we're going to do exactly what Depp says we can do, and we won't do anything otherwise. So these professionals, I hope they're telling him, you know, I hope that they agree with me. I hope that Carlos and Mark agrees with me that destroying the North Bay is a bad thing. But I don't know how their company operates. I don't know if they're allowed to give a client sustainable advice or whether their job is to justify from an environmental perspective with quality data analysis and quality projections, you know, what could happen, and then to provide mitigation for the damage that's going to happen. I don't think we will ever agree. I don't think I'll ever agree with neither Depp nor Braun that you could mitigate the destruction of the North Bay. I'll never agree that. And Aaron, if this gets approved, because then I may have to take a different approach to this. This should not be allowed. This would be, for the government, this would be the greatest environmental mistake that the Davis administration could ever do. And I think it would be regretted by all. I think this, you know, someone asked me, look, from my, your show was very powerful last week. I got so many calls from people asking, what can we do? Should we protest? Should I write Chester, CPM? Should I go see Brave, Prime Minister? You know, what should I do? I think, and also they've been listening to the local voices of Save the Exuma. The same thing my client is saying, but differently. We're not opposed to your development, but do it in a more sensible and a sustainable manner. This was the point made last night in a meeting. I'm so sorry I didn't go to Daniel Key last night to engage with Mr. McLean, but others from the community engaged with him, I'm told, and said to him, you should scale back. This is important to us. This is where our guests go. Don't destroy bars. Don't kick us off of these islands where we traditionally take people. They're not willing, back to Aaron's question, they don't seem interested in a compromise.
Yeah, I know. From a broader citizen's perspective, right, one of the concerns is that we all appreciate the need for development, right? We all appreciate the need to figure out how to expand the tourism, expand the economy so that more and more Bahamians can find a stable place within it, right? But from a broader citizen's perspective, you know, it's hard to support development that detrimentally impacts the environment for spaces that the average Bahamian may never access or get to, right? And so I think it's important to talk about both the environmental impact and the social cultural impact, right, on how we develop these due to how we develop these spaces.
Yeah, and see, look, I'll go right back to the Lighthouse Point again. You all remember the Lighthouse Point fight between the environmental community and Disney, right? We were trying to convince Dr. Minnis' administration to not approve the said land. It wasn't government land.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what was interesting is that the local people just didn't have a connection to Lighthouse Point. The local people never went there. They never went all the way to Lighthouse Point.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically visitors, foreigners, as they say, the white people let us go up there. We don't go there, right? So a sense of different things could probably be acceptable culturally in a space. And again, unfortunately, Disney didn't destroy the essence of Lighthouse Point. It's still there. The beach is still there, but it's now private land and there's managed access, et cetera, et cetera. But in places like the Exuma Keys, I think there's a way that things are done, right? And I keep lamenting the fact that our country does not have land use plans. If we had a land use plan for the Exuma Keys, that land use plan would prescribe the types of development that could take place. And I would guarantee that when going to BIA with a proposal for three dredge marinas, the density that they're proposing, overwater bungalows, a mega, mega resort on a small island, the land use plan would have automatically kicked that out because Ms. Woods, the head of BIA, would have said, hey, I see your proposal, but it doesn't fit in this area. Let me show you the areas of the Bahamas where large-scale development is. But what you're proposing, sir, is not possible. So I'm hoping that the people who are going to approve this project will apply the principle of sustainability and pretend there's a land use plan and say to the man, look, sorry, not here, not in this space. You're too large. You're too intense. That's the different argument. That's the bigger people's argument. But as we wrap up, I want to bring it back to my client saying we can coexist if you remove this element, this unnecessary, destructive element of this commercial dock in the North Bay. You go south where you're doing all your development and bringing in fuel and you have deep water and save the bay for my clients, your guests, the people, the community, the boaters. Let's everybody be able to enjoy Dr. Neely's grandchildren and enjoy the North Bay whenever that time comes.
Let me ask you this quick question because I also have a news release I need to read. How are the Exumians responding to both investments? Is there...
Because
I only have 1 minute for that.
Yeah, I think basically the local businesses in Stanyo Key have organized themselves to oppose the density. It appears that there are people in Black Point, they've been given bicycles and toys and they've been feted, and so they come out and say nice things about the developer. I think it's obvious to me what's taking place. He's trying to buy favors. That's my opinion, right? And so I think people are coming and saying nice things, but the people who are generally going to be negatively impacted by this, the resorts of Staniel Key, the tow operators, the Bahamian businessmen are saying, too large, no way.
Okay, thank you very much. That's Eric Carey. We appreciate this conversation. We'll continue this conversation even longer. I want to read before I leave. There's a road closure and traffic diversion. Police wish to inform the general. Due to the recent fire on Bay Street, the following road closures and traffic diversions will take immediate effect. Bay Street will be closed between Parliament Street and Elizabeth Avenue. That's Bay Street will be closed between Parliament Street and Elizabeth Avenue. Vehicular traffic on Shirley Street between Parliament and Victoria Avenue will be two-way temporarily. That's vehicular traffic on Shirley Street between Parliament Street and Victoria Avenue will be two-way temporarily. This has been Guardian Radio AM. We were having a conversation with environmentalist Kerry. We're talking about the project Integra in the Exuma Keys and contrast to the Turtle Grass Resort. Anyway, take care. Have a wonderful day.
Being about Pinda, and I meet him in his showroom. I said, Pinda, I just come out of a showroom in Portugal, and let me tell you something, them showroom and selection ain't got nothing on yours. Man, I like this stock of Porsche. It's the range of sizes that come in, 8x48, 12x24, 24x24, and what I really, really like, more than the things I really like, is the price. From $275 a square foot to $494 a square foot, and all in between, you can't beat that. Not even with a 2x4 from Enterprises.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.